from 1979's Van Halen 2, DOA with the Spanish Fly intro. It's a hell of a lot of Van Halen today on our precious little twofers. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. Howdy!
Howdy.
How are you?
Who says howdy?
Joe Blow and myself. That's it. No one else.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy, partner.
Howdy, partner. I got my six gun.
I brought coffee.
I know. You are the man,
and
dude.
I was late because of it.
Who cares?
That was my thought.
Bring in coffee. Who gives a rat's ass? Show up whenever.
I could come in four.
Yeah.
You'd be fine as long as I had coffee.
What time were we done here? Seven? So yes. 6:55 with coffee. All we're
right.
good.
All right, good. Excellent.
Thank you, man.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All right.
A bomb squad was called to an ER.
Oh, wow. Did they find something in someone's bottom that they fell on? Is that the guess? That's my guess. We'll talk about it later.
That guess is spot on.
Is it?
Yes, of course.
God, wow.
Of course it is. And remember the word of 2021? Is that what it was?
Yeah, this year it was...
It was based on searches, and I think it was vaccination.
Vaccination, yes. Right. Pandemic was 2020. That right. was the word of the year, but...
And I found a word of the day calendar.
Ooh,
and
a word of the day.
Today's not interesting, but yesterday's pretty fantastic.
Oh, nice.
There's going to be a shortage of Santa Clauses.
Yay! Good!
This year at the malls.
Oh, who cares?
And enrollment in, and I didn't know this existed, a Santa school.
Oh, no.
Is way down.
Oh, dude, then we can get in.
Can you imagine
you
going
and I
to
need
Santa
to go.
School?
Yes, we
who
have
needs to.
To
go less than us?
We're so jolly and cheerful. Go to hell!
I don't know if you saw this story. A man jumped out of the back end of an airplane when it was taxiing.
And naturally,
Phoenix.
That was in Phoenix. Of course. It was at Sky Harbor. Naturally. Mm-hmm. Ah, good old Phoenix.
And embarrassing trips to the ER.
Oh, nice.
Coming up a little bit later on. And right we've on. Got the high-low game this hour.
It's $1,100, and our good friend Marcy restarted it to last hour, so it's a brand-new number, basically, but it's up to $1,100 now. One wrong guess thus far.
And that will come up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Van Halen twofer. I got to send that one out to Jordan from The Morning Show. He told me one time that was his favorite Van Halen song.
All right. I like it.
Yeah. All like about it. Prawn. Come on, Jordan.
Here's the headline. Bomb squad called to ER after a patient turned up with a World War II artillery shell lodged in his rectum.
I'm sorry. Would you mind repeating that verbatim, please?
Bomb squad called to ER mm-hmm. after a patient turned up with a World War II artillery shell lodged in his rectum.
You can't make up stuff this wonderful.
Yes.
World War II.
Yes.
Very. It's not volatile. There's no way such a thing that old and decrepit would suddenly explode.
Bomb disposal experts were called to the hospital in Gloucester, England, after a man told doctors there was a World War II anti-tank shell lodged inside him.
Wow, man. This has got to win the contest that we're going to eventually have for the weirdest thing that got rammed in a wrong place.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get better than this.
No, I don't think so.
The explosive ordnance disposal team arrived at the Royal Hospital on Wednesday morning after hearing that a patient had presented with a munition in his rectum.
We're here. What's that smell?
Where is
this thing?
Why?
Where is it?
Why? The item had already been removed by doctors.
Oh, poor doctors.
By the time
kidding.
The bomb squad arrived.
Wow. That's crazy.
And they did confirm that the shell was not live and therefore not a danger to the public.
Confirm when? Before it came out or after?
After it came out.
After it came out.
So the bomb disposal team launched immediately.
Right.
But the doctor took it out before they got there to see if it was live or not.
Why? Why not wait?
Don't know.
Man, just imagine the mess it would have been if he'd exploded. What a mess.
I mean...
Damn.
This is...
Boom! What was that?
I'm going to give you only one guess.
Okay.
The guy's excuse.
Yes. Well, he had to have been unclothed.
Right.
And it should have been outside.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me tell you this. Hold
on. Okay.
The shell was part of his military memorabilia collection.
All right.
So he has a full collection of military memorabilia.
And he slipped getting out of the shower.
He, quote, slipped and fell.
Oh, shut up. Stop saying that. Just go ahead and admit it.
Listen, no one believes that ever.
No one.
Because A, you'd have to be naked. B, you'd have to be at the right angle.
Yes. for it to literally... Oh, man. Why say anything? Just go ahead and admit it at this point.
This is the anti-tank shell that...
Wow! That's huge! That was... They shined that up pretty good, though.
It looks like it may have been all the way up into his chest.
Ooh, I would think, man. He's not a very tall fella.
I love the idea of the ER because it's always embarrassing.
Yes. Yes.
And now that they have the bulletproof glass and everything in there.
Right.
At least the one by my house.
Right.
You have to yell.
Right. What?
What's wrong with you?
I have a
anti-tank missile in my rectum.
I was getting out of the shower and I slipped and fell on it.
And then they would say, what?
Hold on, let me get my phone up here and my camera. Say that again, sir.
He slipped and fell.
Yeah.
I mean, but the alternative is I did it on purpose, right?
Let's just say it. Who cares? It's 2021.
I don't know.
Because everybody knows you did it on purpose.
Agreed.
There's no way.
Agreed. There's
you
not one person
on
that believes that slipped and fell.
No.
Not a single one.
None.
So in the 5 o'clock hour today, we're going to take some calls about your embarrassing ER visits. Maybe they have to do with your rectum. Maybe they don't. Rectum, I hardly know them. That's coming up on KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba booey.
It is, this is a really super bizarre word of the day that I found, which I think you're going to love.
Nice.
And by the way, we have the high-low game coming up in a few minutes.
That's right, $1,100 in a bit.
So there was a word of the day today that was irrelevant. Doesn't matter what it was. I didn't know what it was. I looked it up. It was uninteresting. But
okay.
On the right of the calendar, I saw yesterday's word. And yesterday's word is a word of the day calendar. It's like from one of the dictionary companies.
That's something that I'm almost afraid to ask you about because I'm afraid I would get into it. I love this kind of stupid stuff.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait till you hear today, yesterday's word. I'm going to just have you play it.
Okay.
And then we can discuss. So today's word, irrelevant. Yesterday's the word of the day?
Cockade.
Wait, what?
Cockade.
Cockade?
Cockade.
C-O-C-K-A-D-E.
C-O-C-K-A-D-E.
Cockade.
Right.
What does it mean? Can you use it in a sentence, Kevin?
No, but I can tell you what it means.
Okay.
It's a rosette, a knot of ribbon, usually worn on as part of a hat.
I really like the looks of your...
Cockade.
How is that the word for a ribbon?
Right?
Oh.
Cockade?
How is that the word? I looked over on the right. I was like, whoa, that's a different word than I was expecting. How is that...
Take the ribbons from your hair, including the...
Cockade.
How is that possible?
Hey, would you mind if I put my...
Cockade.
...in your hair? Would that be okay? Would you have a problem with that?
It's clearly not sexual.
No. No, it's nice.
Because it comes from dictionary.com.
Exactly.
You can look it up. It's Monday, December 6th word.
You do remember why I used to look through the dictionary as a little kid.
Yes, you used to look for curse words, if I recall correctly.
I was so pleased when
Sluggo used to go through dictionaries just so he could look up hell.
All the other
damn.
Yeah, all the other kids were looking at
comedy. And mother effer.
And I was looking to see if
cockade
was in there anywhere.
It is.
It is, because it's a nice word.
It's a ribbon that's worn on a hat, usually as part of a uniform. As a badge of office or the like.
A badge of dishonor. Hey, nice.
Cockade.
What does it mean you...
What rank have you achieved?
Yeah.
So that's the word of the day. Enjoy.
Cockade.
A couple from OC's Joyous Wolf on a 2 for Tuesday. Fearless, and right before that, their cover of Mississippi Queen, Damn Good Stuff, on a 2 for Tuesday.
Let's give away some money, shall we?
Let's do that.
We have $1,100 in the KLOS high-low game, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It's a number between 0 and 95.
And if you get it, then you get $1,100. But for sure, if you're caller 13, then you're going to go see the Foo Fighters. That's happening August 18th and 20th at the Bank of California Stadium. Those tickets on sale now via Ticketmaster.
You can win those automatically by being caller 13, and you can play the game. What was the last guess?
The last guess was 72.
72.
And that was high.
Too high. 818-955-KLOS, caller 13. Good luck. Time for the KLOS high-low game. Who is this?
Kim.
Kim, you're caller 13.
Woo-hoo!
Nicely done. First of all, you already won Foo Fighters August 18th or 20th at Baker California Stadium, so congratulations on that.
Perfect.
And second of all, it's the KLOS High Low Game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It's worth $1,100. It's a number between 0 and 95, and the last guess was 72, and it was too high.
So step up to the KLOS High Low table and throw your number out there. Let's see what it is.
Let's go with 45.
Are you high? Are you high?
You are high as a kite.
Well, I like that number because of the records, but the computer doesn't, so damn it!
Yeah, that's too high.
Oh, man, that's not fun.
No, but Foo Fighters is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I think that's our motto, by the way. We're not fun, so.
Correct.
You've come to the right place. It makes me ill to think that next year that song right there is going to be 30 years old. 30.
Wow.
1992, 3 decades later.
Wow.
What?
We are old.
That is ill.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo hates Santa. Sluggo hates most of Christmas.
That's true. I'm not really a big fan, and I've always been a about Santa.
How come?
I don't know.
Even when you were a kid?
Yeah. At least my parents were honest with me, and when I asked them if Santa was real, they're like, mm-mm, nope.
Unless people are listening, and then of course
he is.
No, obviously. Let's not be ridiculous.
But my friends would be like, no, what are you talking about?
You'll love the headline to this story then. Ho, ho, no. There's a shortage of Santas this holiday season.
Woo-hoo!
Listen to this.
Welcome to the ultimate Christmas in July. Santa University, a 4-day training camp in Colorado where professional Santas come to hone their craft.
It's more of a calling than it is a job.
Oh,
I knew you'd hate these guys. Continue.
The little boy with no hesitation said, "That's Santa Claus."
She said, your nose is like a cherry.
Oh,
wait, let him finish.
Oh.
That's when I knew that I probably was Santa Claus.
There you go.
Oh, I can't take it. No.
I think you can.
No, I cannot.
Do you have time for a phone call, though, on the Heineken 00 hotline?
We
have Noel Nicholas, who is the president of Santa University.
Oh, well, no, I think it's a wonderful thing that you guys are doing out there, sir.
Santa, I'm so glad to hear you say that, Sluggo.
How many people do you just get straight up hate from, Noel?
Not many. To be honest, most people seem to like Christmas and Santa Claus,
right?
But there's always a few Grinches in the mix,
sure,
I suppose.
True. I am very green and wrinkled.
Now, apparently, the attendance is down at your school.
Yes, we're having a heck of a time finding Santas this season, and it just breaks my heart. Although I did hear you mention at the end of that record that you're old and you're white, so maybe you can apply.
And fat, I can do that, yeah. I am wearing red right now.
So is that going to show up? Like, are we going to notice that the malls are empty, that there aren't Santas?
Well, luckily, many of the malls have already hired their Santa Claus helpers this year, but for private parties and for other functions, we're having a heck of a time filling those slots. So I'm looking for qualified people to become Santa Clauses this year.
All right. So what are the qualifications?
Yeah. What do you need to be able to do?
Well, there's several. You have to have good circulation, because with childhood obesity rising, those kids are fat.
So you have to
your legs, and we had one guy lost both legs, had to be amputated.
A Santa?
Yes, a Santa.
Oh my goodness!
Now just wheels around.
That's a rough Christmas that year.
It's hard to get in the sled when you have no legs. Also, we ask that you not be easily aroused, if you know what I mean.
I don't think that's
come
be
on, Noel.
Not for any nefarious reason, but there's a lot of friction of people getting off and on the laps.
I mean, I think we understand.
Have you had that problem at your university?
Don't want to sport a candy cane in the middle of a party. You have to be able to spell as well. We had one dyslexic Santa Claus who kept signing autographs as Satan.
Now that's my Santa. That's my kind of Santa right there.
Parents were not pleased.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure they weren't.
We're also looking for diverse Santa Clauses. You don't have to just be old and white anymore. We need African-American Santas and Hispanic Santas, or Spantas, as we call them.
I'm sorry, what did you call them?
Spantas.
Spantas.
Those are Hispanic Santas, yes, the Santas. Even transsexuals. Of course, we call them Trantas.
Santas,
of course.
If you're a vegan, then there's Planters.
Right.
And, of course, if you need financial aid for Santa University, we offer Grantas.
Oh, you ate one, too. Couple from Halen, Van on a 2 for Tuesday, 95.5 KLOS. It's one every hour, a 2 for every hour from Van Halen, yeah.
Which just today.
Three, yeah, just today, just all to throw everyone off.
I don't know if you saw the story in Phoenix. A 30-year-old man jumped out of an airplane as it was taxiing. They landed.
Right. Oh, they landed. I thought they were taking off.
No, they landed on the ground.
Okay.
And then the plane comes to a stop, and then they start to taxi.
Right.
And somehow he got the back door open.
Yeah, that's not easy.
And just jumped.
He just, you know, I felt that way many times when you're sitting there. Yeah, you know, you're taxiing for 100 years. You're waiting for a gate to open. I feel like, why am I just sitting here? I could just hop out and run to the gate. But you're not supposed to.
No, I don't think that's a thing.
Right.
No.
But I thought about it. I have thought about it.
A customer on board exited the aircraft via the rear galley door, a spokesman said. The flight captain stopped the aircraft and notified air traffic control.
That's a hell of a jump. That's a long ways down. Because this was a big plane, right? This wasn't a little plane. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to the story.
A bizarre situation today at the airport in Phoenix, Arizona. A passenger was able to jump out of the back of an airline plane as it taxied to the gate after landing. Police say the man then ran to an airport fire station and locked himself inside before getting up a few minutes later. He was taken to the hospital with a leg injury.
Oh.
It's not clear how he got the plane door open. Police are investigating.
So, yeah, so that's a hell of a jump. Yeah. Dude, what are you doing?
That is a hell of a jump.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why?
Could it be, look, first of all, it could always be drugs.
Sure. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let's be honest.
That's true. Yeah.
It could always be drugs.
And that's always a boring answer, but most likely
it's not drugs.
Yeah, I mean, if they're waiting for you, someone at the gate or whatever. I mean, it wouldn't be, though.
I would think like an anxiety attack or something.
Just couldn't take it
anymore.
Just
like, I got to get out. I don't know.
That is, yeah.
If it's not drugs, I can't really.
That is, I don't like sitting on a plane myself.
Well, no one does.
I know, but I mean, I really get kind of.
Yeah, but you're not going to jump out
the back. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take it that far. That's true.
That's craziness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The dude hurt himself, went into the fire department.
Yeah.
Which sort of seems like
counterintuitive.
The man.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
If you're trying to get away from the man, you don't run to the man. I don't understand that.
Good point. Well said. That's true. I think you're right.
So we're going to take some phone calls about the strangest thing you've seen on a flight.
Mm.
Because it really does seem to be happening. It's skyrocketed how much.
As it were.
The numbers.
If
nope,
you will.
Didn't even do that on purpose, and I will not.
Good.
It has skyrocketed.
Yeah,
the number of weird, crazy, and not just fights. We don't just want fights, and we don't want people fighting over masks. We want someone
jumped out the plane.
Or,
you
know, last time we did this, we got somebody who was trimming their toenails. How does a person get to a point?
That would make me jump out of the plane.
How does a person get to the point where they go, yes, this is a good idea. I'm going to take off my shoe and sock.
Maybe I had a teacher one time said they had students pretty much one a year that would do that in class. And he was really like, he just shuts it down every time.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Because why would
but
you
how
do
much
that?
On a plane? Ugh.
Agreed. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS. It doesn't matter where the flight was going, but something happened that was super weird.
Yeah, we want to hear about it.
On your flight. 818-955-KLOS.
Well, I think it's the KLOS free ride, and it's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy, but I could be totally high, man. I don't know.
Be fitting in with the talking there?
No, not
well
at all.
Well done.
No, poorly done.
Well done. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. A dude in Phoenix jumped off of the plane.
He decided when it landed, he wasn't going to wait till it gets to the gate. He's
before
out
it
now.
Taxied to the gate.
He's out of there.
Perhaps hurt his leg.
Yeah.
Then locked himself in a fire station. And
like you do.
Eventually gave
sure.
up for police. They're trying to figure out what's going on. But weird stuff happens on airplanes all the time. And that's what we want to talk to you about at 818-955-KLOS. What is a weird thing you've seen on a flight?
I was going over to Europe. Mm-hmm. And this was in high school. Buddy of mine, he blew up one of those barf bags on the plane and decided it'd be a great idea to pop it.
Oh, my God.
It was an overnight flight, and it was loud, and it woke some people up, and some people got pretty scared, but That was one of my best.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Did they come searching for whoever did it?
They did. The gentleman's name was Hayden Wyman.
Way to go, Hayden.
Yeah, and did you just sort of look in the air and whistle like, I don't know what happened?
Exactly. I wasn't going to say anything. I didn't want to have to land the plane.
Dang, mate. Wow, that's crazy.
That's pretty funny.
Thank you for the
call. Terrible, but very funny. Thanks.
Don't do that, but hilarious. KLOS, hello.
Okay, I've got a story for you for an air flight.
Yes, please.
Oh, my God. I was coming home from a business trip, you know, tired as all get out, and the guy next to me opens up a book and starts reading.
Yeah.
That's not the bad part. The bad part is, as he's reading, he is nonstop picking his nose.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Really?
That freaks me out when I see people do it in traffic, but if they're sitting right next to you, wow.
Oh, yeah. I was on an aisle, he was on an aisle, and it was just like right there. And when he put the book down, it stopped. It's like he was in like a different world, like nobody else was there.
I would have stood up and grabbed his book. Sorry, dude.
I do not know if I would have been able to get it off my hand.
True. Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, what did he do with the offending material?
Oh.
I hate to ask.
You know what? I was not looking. It was that thing where you
sure. Yeah.
Okay, I just see that, and then I looked again, and I'm like, okay, don't look again.
That works for you because the voice would be saying, don't look again, but I would be looking.
You'd be staring. Yeah. You'd be taking video.
I wouldn't be able to handle it.
That's a good one. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. What weird arse thing did you see on a plane? We are deep in the middle of a twofer from Jimi Hendrix, which makes me damn happy on a twofer Tuesday on KLOS.
It is KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We are talking about strange things you've seen on a flight. We talked to a woman who was there was a guy reading a book
and picking his nose the whole time.
Picking his nose the entire time. And she was able to not look, and I don't know how.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Have you seen anything?
Yeah, hey, hi, how you doing? Hey, I just want to respond to that lady you just had on, because in my defense, it was a pretty good book I was reading.
You get digging for gold, man. Digging for gold. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I got kicked off a plane.
You got kicked off for what?
Well, JetBlue used to lock the seat backs.
Right.
And, like, you couldn't put them down before takeoff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my buddy found the switch, and we had our seats back. and they came and yelled at us. This was right after 9/11, so they were, like,
oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And then we put them up, and it was no big deal. But then another flight attendant came, and then another flight attendant came and was like, we heard we're going to have problems with you.
Ah.
And then when they were walking away, my buddy made a joke. I don't know if you've seen Office Space, but he said, yeah, we got the memo.
Yep.
And I laughed really hard, and they didn't think it was very funny, so they had the police come escort us.
Wow. Wow, that's a little overreaction, I would think.
I don't know. I feel
right
bad.
Right at that moment in time.
I feel bad for flight attendants.
So. Hey, we got the memo. Get off! I think I would be in trouble.
I would just be kicking people off left and right. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about weird things that you've seen on a flight. You have one?
I was on a business trip to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix. And there were about four or five people dressed really nice in business suits.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them sat next to me, and we're talking about religious and spiritual things. And then the flight lands at LAX. And he gets up and walks away from into the aisle, and I look down, and this is sort of gross. He had totally shit in the seat.
Really? Did you not smell everything while you were?
No.
What? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I was surprised the guy didn't get up.
Yeah.
Right.
Take care of his.
Excuse me for a second.
No. Yeah. Wow.
It was really blew my mind.
Sure.
And I looked at him, and he was, like, in shock. His eyes were, like, straight ahead.
Oh, he didn't know he did it.
Was that a surprise to him?
Oh, he did. Okay.
He was, like, just really, I'll never forget it.
How do you have to clean that up?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, these poor people.
And behind the seat cushion, the back.
All right, listen, we don't need details.
Did you get any pictures? I would like to see them, please. Tweet them immediately. All the more reason to be nice to your flight attendants. You have no idea what they have to deal with.
Hello, KLOS. You saw something weird on a plane?
Well, it's not something I saw. It's something I heard.
Okay.
On September 11th, I was on a flight from Los Angeles to San Francisco.
2001, I assume?
2001, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And the co-pilot got on the air and told everybody that the World Trade Center had just been attacked by terrorists. And then the pilot started cussing out the co-pilot, calling him an a-hole and an effer, saying, "What are you doing? You're not supposed to tell people that."
Oh, and that wow. And that was all coming over the speakers?
Yes.
Wow.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
I mean, in a horrible situation.
Weird, yeah. But, what was the reaction on the plane?
Yeah, it was, people were freaking because we immediately started getting on their cell phones.
Yeah.
And then we saw, you know, and of course the cell phones didn't work.
Right.
And then we got on the, remember they used to have those portable phone things?
Yeah.
Charged,
yep.
And those wouldn't work because it said the system is busy.
What a, wow. That was, so what do you think now in the long run? Was it the right thing for him to tell you before you guys landed, or should he have kept his mouth shut?
He should have kept his mouth shut and just said we're being grounded.
Cause
he
got
to Oakland instead of San Francisco. He just would have said, "Hey, we're being, you know, all flights are being diverted."
Yeah,
because it was crazy. People were screaming and crying. And
I don't think I would have even said all flights are being grounded. I think I would have just said, "Hey, we're being diverted to Oakland."
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. Very interesting.
So
thanks for
that's such a serious situation. You didn't have enough time or effort to be able to make fun of the co-pilot for saying something.
Oh, no.
The pilot for cursing him out.
That's a waste.
Well, part of it was we actually thought it was a joke. People were like looking around going, "What is this?" And the guy said, "Sorry, I apologize," as a different voice. So we assumed it was the pilot saying, "We're being diverted to Oakland and we're, you know, he's prepared." Like, they didn't say crash positions, but, you know,
right.
Stole everything, et cetera.
Right. Yeah, wow. That's a little frightening.
That is amazing. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you for sharing that.
No
Very
problem.
Interesting. Thanks. Hassel's Confections in Frederick. That one's for you. Hot for Teacher, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's a 2 for Tuesday. A lot of Van Halen today. And we were asking online what songs you love the most from those guys. And those guys said that song right there for our 2 for Tuesday. So it's like one every hour, 2 for Tuesday of Van Halen.
Bomb squad called to ER after a patient turned up with a World War II artery shell lodged in his rectum, police say.
Things are getting weirder and weirder that are getting misplaced into one's person.
Yes.
That's probably the strangest thing I've heard.
And why?
And why?
Why would you? It looks just like a giant bullet.
Right, a huge, really sharp
one. Really sharp point.
But he said it was an accident, right?
Listen, everybody that goes to the hospital with something in their butt says it's an accident.
That's always
And here's why I would get fired, because I would go, talk me through it. How did that accident happen?
You would never let it down.
Well, I was walking through the house,
naked.
And I had a tub of Vaseline. And also a bullet. And
a big one.
Then my wife played a trick on me and put some marbles on the floor.
I don't think anybody's coming up with that clever
And then I tripped on the marbles and the Vaseline turned upside down and the bullet dipped in it and then turned around.
That does happen.
And then my pants came off.
I don't know how many times this has happened to me.
And then the artillery went right up my butt.
Whoops. Whoops.
I would just keep going, and then what?
And then what? Tell me more.
And then what? Bomb disposal experts were called into the hospital because it's an anti-tank shell.
It's a weapon that could explode. Why would you sit on a weapon accidentally that could explode?
I mean, I think he knew that it wasn't because he has a collection of...
Sure. They never ever go wrong.
Military either. Memorabilia?
Maybe he wanted to be blown up.
And maybe, I don't know.
That'd be a hell of a find.
The explosive ordnance disposal team arrived at the hospital on Wednesday morning after hearing that a patient had presented with a munition in his rectum.
Presented.
The item had already been removed by doctors by the time the bomb squad got there.
Whoa, slow down. Slow down, cowboy.
What's happening there? Let's get it out.
I want to see this thing.
Also, I would get fired because I would be saying, everybody, come to emergency room 4. Emergency room 4 now.
This is not a code blue. This is a code what?
Yes.
We got another code what? They cleaned it up, too. You showed me a picture of it. It's nice and shiny now.
Well, I don't know that that's the one.
Oh, not the one.
I think it's a shell
exactly like it. Yeah,
that.
Yeah. I was going to say, they did a good job.
I don't know. That's
who wants that job?
Zero people. But the part that I love about it is when you walk into the emergency room, they can't hear a word you're saying. At least in my emergency room, there's the bulletproof glass in between.
Sure, yeah.
And you have to shout your issue.
I fell on a World War II thing that might blow up, and it's in my bottom.
It's in World War II artillery shell.
That's what he had to yell through the glass.
Yes. I'm sorry, we can't hear you.
Artillery.
Hillary Show.
Six more times.
People in the room are all like, no, I'm getting out of there.
A couple people moving in closer.
The dude has a munition.
Well, hello.
Yeah, right. No, I'm out. Peace out. My broken arm, right. I can go get set someplace else. I'm not interested in this guy. So then the bomb squad got there, and they said that it was not live and that everybody was safe. But,
well, next time, dude, sit on a live one accidentally. Whoops.
Slipped and fell. Slipped and fell.
Sure. Yeah,
it's happens. A two-inch wide artillery shell.
Oh, man. Wow. That's painful.
Now, let's say you did it on purpose.
Okay.
Why?
Right. Why?
Like, it's like clearly, it wasn't a slip and fall.
No, he's fascinated with World War II stuff, he says.
Right.
So maybe he just wanted to get a little closer.
Every day, it's like something else.
Yeah. And this one just got lost.
It just got away from him.
Oops. No, I believe the story that he fell on it. That makes sense.
No, it does make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
No, but I would question that guy until end of time.
Yeah, what's his phone number? Let's call him right now.
All right, listen. So we're going to take your phone calls of embarrassing ER visits.
Ah, okay.
You had to go to the ER, or while you were in the ER, somebody else came in.
Oh, well, yes.
And sure.
I have fallen.
Yes. And I can't get up. An artillery shell. Dude.
Wow.
Yeah, from World War II. How crazy. So the strangest thing you saw in an emergency room, and hopefully it was you.
Yes.
Hopefully.
We would like that.
Especially if you fell on, quote,
we have some stuff to ask you.
Something.
Yes, we need to walk through that.
We have
every
some
step.
Questions for you.
Yeah.
Or you were in the emergency room and somebody else came in and you were like, what?
Excuse me?
KLOS. Bomb squad called to ER after a patient turned up with a World War II artillery shell lodged in his rectum.
Of course, he fell on it, is what he says.
He fell on it.
Yeah, sure.
Like you do.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
How many times has that happened to you?
Oh, 17, 18?
Same.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, weird.
It's mostly World War II stuff, too.
Exactly, yes. This guy has a collection of World War II stuff. And
I wonder how much of it really has been in various places.
You know... It's not clean.
So weird.
You know that. All right, so we're talking about strange visits to the ER. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys, couple things here.
Yep.
First of all, that guy with the artillery shell,
mm-hmm.
It didn't kill him, but it damn near wrecked him.
Oh, snap.
Well done. Second of all?
My mom worked, she was in administration at a hospital one time, and this guy came in, sat in the lobby, waited his turn to get admitted to the hospital. He walked over to her, you know, he had blood. And she spelled out all the name, address, phone number, and everything like that. Then it gets down to the part. She goes, so, why are you here today? And the guy, cool and calm, says, I drilled a hole in my left thing. She goes, what?
In my left what?
Thing. She said I was drilling a board on my lap, and I drilled in my left nut.
And he is that calm about it.
Spelling That's out his name about. And address?
I'd be like,
the whole time.
That's not annoying.
That's it. And I wouldn't be in the, you know, up front getting admitted. I'd be in the ER.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Wow. That's frightening.
I am not a calm person, apparently, by comparison.
I don't know. I mean, drill bit to the nut? It seems like that might require some excitement.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this a challenge?
No.
Let's try.
Some vocals going on there.
It is not. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. In the emergency room, something crazy.
We're talking about, there was a bomb squad in England that turned up because there was a guy with a World War II artillery shell lodged in his rectum. So we're talking about embarrassing trips to the ER. You have a story?
Well, not so embarrassing, just super weird. I broke my leg when I was in eighth grade, and when they were doing the x-rays, they kept x-raying it a couple different times, and they, my mom was like, well, is it broken or not? They're like, well, yeah, it's broken. Both bones clean through, but we have this thing, and we can't figure it out. It looks like a sewing needle. So there was a sewing needle in my leg, and they have no idea how it, no one knows how it got there. I don't remember it.
Wow.
You don't know how a needle got there?
No idea.
How old were you?
I was 13.
And so it had happened when you were much younger then at some point.
Oh, I know what happened.
What happened?
He put it in his butt.
You and put it made it in your butt,
and somehow it made its way through your system all the way down to your leg.
All right, how did you fall on a knitting needle?
All right, that's bizarre.
Very, very weird.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, thanks for calling.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey.
Hey
Hi,
there.
Guys.
Hi. Talking about embarrassing trips to the ER?
Okay, well, I'm going to go back to the rectum place here.
Okay, good.
my daughter's a nurse, and I don't often get pictures, but unfortunately I did for this one.
Ooh.
He had a frequent flyer. He's a 40-year-old meth head, and he liked to stick things up his bum, and frequently he'd come in, they'd have to retrieve them. Well, this time, he stuck a bottle of hair color developer, full beauty supply size, huge, with a point on the end. So it gets stuck in his colon, sucked all the way up there, and they had to cut it out.
Damn,
he sent me pictures of it. Oh my God!
Why?
Awful.
Why do you tell us? We
know, no, but you got a picture of it. Why did you? Why she took a picture?
Well, they took pictures and passed them along.
Of course.
So we have to hear about it. But she had to see it. That's...
I had to see it. But the good thing for him is they did a colonoscopy.
That one thing, yeah.
They pulled out his colon, and he now has a colostomy bag.
Oh.
And the good thing for him is that now he can stick things up his butt, and they won't get lost forever.
Well, that is great for him. I'm very excited.
I guess
for
that's the solution, y'all.
Very excited for his freedom. KLOS, hello.
Hey, yeah, I have a story for the butt thing.
Yes. Yes, the butt thing.
The butt thing.
Radar.
This is the butt thing line. What do you got?
A friend of mine and I were trying some new things in the bedroom, and we broke my butt, and I had to go to the emergency room, and it was very embarrassing. I had to tell the nurses and, like, every, you know, the ER people.
Right.
That I broke, you know, what I did.
So, I mean, was it just like too much activity all at once in a new field that broke said bottom?
There was two, it involved, I don't even know if I can say.
Well, sure. Say, yeah, go ahead.
Say.
It involved the person and then a toy.
Oh, was the person following the toy?
Or on the other side?
There was on the other side.
Right, so A side, B
gotcha.
Side. Yeah.
I gotcha. This is a great story. Go ahead.
So, you know, they asked me all these questions, but they kept kind of like laughing a little bit.
Of course.
Yeah, so I would say, like, you know, broke my butt.
I like that way you put it. I like putting it that way. That's interesting.
I broke my butt.
Yeah. Good way of putting it.
Yeah, and then, you know, they would kind of, like, giggle, and then, like, some of the other nurses were coming in, and they were like, oh, are you the girl?
Yes. Yes, yeah, I am.
No, it's the old lady next to me.
A and B, yes. All right, let's do the KLOS high-low game, shall we?
Yes.
$1,200, number between 0 and 95. If you're caller 13, 818-955-KLOS, automatically win Foo Fighters tickets and get to play the high-low game. Caller 13 now. Time for the KLOS high-low game. KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Eva.
Hi, Eva. Eva, you are caller 13.
Shut up.
Yeah, be quiet, Kevin.
All right. It's going to make it hard to do the
no
high-low
way.
Game. Yes. Yes, you're caller 13. You get to play the KLOS high-low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. You could win $1,200.
And you just won tickets to see the Foo Fighters. That's happening at the Bank of California Stadium next August.
Yes.
That's going to be a great show. Now, for the high-low game, it's a number between 0 and 95, and the last guess we can tell you was 45 and was too high.
Okay.
So what would you like to throw out on the table, something lower than 45, between 0 and 95?
How about 26?
26.
Is too high.
Too high.
Too hard.
26 is too high.
Damn it. But you got Foo Fighters tickets.
That's good right there. Woohoo!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for What We Learn.
What do we learn?
We learn that the word of the day from dictionary.com is cockade.
I love that word.
Which is a ribbon on a hat.
Is it?
According to dictionary.com.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Yes, it is.
All right.
We were talking about weird things that happened on an airplane, and a guy was on a plane on September
11, 2001.
Wow. And the co-pilot fired up the microphone and told everybody
what had happened,
that the World Trade Center was being attacked. And then apparently he wasn't supposed to tell the passengers that, because then the pilot took the microphone while the people could still hear and cursed him out.
So what are you doing? Why are you telling them that? What the...
What's the matter with you?
Why are you an effer?
Wow.
So fun.
I wish somebody had rolled tape on that.
And a woman went to the ER with a broken butt, and every person in the hospital needed to hear about it.
All right, I'm off to the hospital with my broken butt.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
The Beatles' second album, With the Beatles, began its 21-week run at number one on the UK charts on This Day in Rock in 1963. It replaced their first album, Please Please Me, which since it's released 30 weeks earlier.